Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Butch Wenzloff. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Butch Wenzloff. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Turner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards short. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ross, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Sternwei settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wenzloff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Wenzloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenzloff is 0 for 1 in the game. Wenzloff hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wenzloff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wenzloff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sternwei scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternwei is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternwei is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternwei hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Hodgin moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgin scores. Moses moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive to left field. Keller throws towards third. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL is walked intentionally. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker scores. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Sears pinch hits for Butch Wenzloff. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sears for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.